Welcome to the FT Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 6th of February, and I'm recording at a latish 10:10 p.m. and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Well, I'm glad I mentioned those short-term oversold conditions in the stock markets in last night's audio. They were fairly obvious to you, though, I'm sure. And I'm also glad that I closed my hedge short positions earlier in the week because this was a strong bounce here today. The firmer action started in Asia, and most of the Asian stock markets were higher, and additionally, their currencies were mostly higher, and that applies to emerging market indices around the globe today. The majority of them rallied from those short-term oversold positions. Now, in the Asia-Pacific region, best gain Australia up 1.2%, followed by Thailand up 1.17%. But other solid gains shown in there as well. The only market that's still closed is China. It'll be closed tomorrow as well, I imagine. Let's say the other's firm. Now, one that interests me a lot that did reopen here today was Vietnam. You might remember that Vietnam was by far the strongest market in January, up over 10%, and it had been holding quite steadily near its highs, although it had lost upside momentum before this a holiday break. And it was only down a tiny bit, just a little over 1 point in here today, which I thought was a really impressive performance. It is still overextended in the short term, following a good upside breakout. But Vietnam is a reasonably valued market and one that I certainly like for the lengthy medium term, as I've mentioned before. Could be one of the top performers, should be one of the top performers in here this year. Okay, what else to mention? The European stock markets. Now today they had some real gains, some of the strongest in fact. Euro stocks index up 1.6%, but bigger gains. Italian MIB up 2.28%, the Spanish IBEX up nearly 2%. Mario Draghi had some reassuring words in here today, and that certainly helped. But these are good gains, including the UK FTSE 100 index up 1.55%. And Wall Street was interesting. I was hoping last night that it would get a further that it would get a rally, and it has in here today. Close to 1.25% for the three main indices. Now, what I think is interesting when we look at Wall Street is first the Dow got back to its rising 200-day moving average. That was my minimum expectation on the downside. The Standard and Poor's 500 and the Russell 2000 index got really quite close to their rising 200-day moving averages. The Nasdaq is still further away. So, where do we go from here? Well, we are still deeply oversold, so I wouldn't be surprised if we saw a little bit oversold in the short term, I should add. You can see that in the stochastics indicators, by the way, in the chart library. And I would not be surprised if we saw some further steadying in here. I don't think we're going to get moves up to new highs because the consistency characteristics for the upward trends were certainly checked, and we could quite easily see a further downside correction following what I think will be a relatively short-lived rally overall. Best that I could see on Wall Street would be sideways ranging for a period, but that's not all too bad. That's not too bad overall. And today we had good reports from a number of companies. I think the employment figures were a little bit better overall. So I've only been short-term bearish of Wall Street in the sense that it was overvalued. Well, those overvaluations have been reduced, so I can say without hesitation that I like Wall Street more following this reaction that we've actually seen and the expected interruption of the consistency, trend consistency characteristics, than I did when it was up near its January and early February. No, January highs, December and January highs. Then it was looking very overextended and very overbought. And then Wall Street has those huge special advantages. It's got the most autonomies. So that's not the most important, but it certainly makes it interesting, those corporate autonomies. And what makes it really a standout, though, is its very advantageous energy prices, which are extremely attractive, and bringing more manufacturing back into the United States. And that is, but it's a big advantage for a developed economy like the U.S. And then its technology, it's just running away to the upside with this technology lead, and that's mighty, mighty impressive, particularly in this accelerated rate of technological innovation. Okay, so what else happened here today? Long-dated government bonds yields pushed up a little bit against this background. Third day in a row for the U.S. 10-year yield, which is up to 2.77. And still all within that lengthy medium-term consolidation phase before going higher. Now, other developments here, I just try to pick up on these. Precious metals, well, mostly steady, nothing exciting in here today. The most interesting area, really, in the last few days, has been the soft commodities sector. We saw a little bit of easing in there today, very slight easing. Although the one that's most overextended is that Robusta, I beg your pardon, the Arabica coffee contract in the U.S., and that had a big down outside day. It wasn't a key, but it's been quite volatile. It had been moving up very strongly in consecutive days on bad weather, and that was checked here today. It is overextended technically, and I think we'll see a pullback and some right-hand extension, and that will make it a very good buy once again, indeed, in my opinion. My Robusta coffee long, I had a tight stop on that because I was concerned about the Arabica coffee, and that was triggered. It closed a little higher, but I'm hoping I will get another chance to get in, maybe a fraction lower than where I actually got out. So it'll be interesting over the over the certainly over the medium term. And I mentioned that emerging market currencies, mostly firmer in here today. The developed country currencies, well, it looks relatively quiet here overall. Not much happening there. So let me just check the crude oil prices, which I haven't been monitoring earlier on today. Firmer. Here we've got up 1.14% on the Brent. That takes it up to 107.39, and the WTI, that's a U.S. contract, is just below $98. And that's pretty much it on this interesting day. All the very best to all of you.